Beloved, on tonight, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. We welcome you to tonight's Bible study. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York. Amen. And hallelujah. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. We bless God for each and every one of you that is present. Amen. It's not easy to just stop doing what you're doing and just get in the presence of God. But this is something that we want to be able to do. We want to know when to worship. Praise God. Amen. We want to know that at this time, and you could be smack dab in the middle of something, and you're going to have to pitch your tent. Huh? You're going to have to pitch your tent, amen, in between the world and in between Bethel. You may have to pitch your tent. Hallelujah. Amen. Pitch it. Amen. Build an altar and pray. Build an altar and study. Amen. Begin to worship God. Amen. Want to be able to hear from him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, amen. We're going to start off this Bible study with prayer on tonight. I'm going to ask, amen, that Sister Latasha, can you commit the Bible study unto God in prayer?
Amen. Father God, I come unto you on today, O God. Lord God, I ask you to cover everyone on the phone line tonight, O God. Lord God, bless those who might be trying to come in on the line tonight, O God. Lord God, we thank you today for your word and your wisdom, O God. Lord God, we just lift you up and thank you for everything that you're doing, O God. Lord God, if it had not been for your grace and your mercy, O God, where would we be? So, Father God, I commit the Bible study on today, O God. Lord God, I ask you to loose your word upon us on tonight, O God. And, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for everything that you're going to do for us on tonight, for your wisdom, O God. Glory to your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I heard the woman of God pray that we thank him for his wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And so we're going to turn tonight in the word of God, for there is a word from the Lord, beloved. We're going to turn to the Gospel of John, and we're going to go to chapter 14, amen, of the Gospel of John. Amen. When you get it, just say amen. And we're not going to read the whole chapter tonight, but we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 14, and we're going to concentrate on a specific scripture throughout this text. And this chapter is so amazing, the promise of a Jesus saying that he's going away, amen, to the Father, and that it was necessary, and the promise of another comforter, amen, the Spirit of truth, amen, a new paracletos, amen, that we know as the Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And so it was expedient for Jesus to go away that he can pour out his spirit, amen, at the time when he walked the earth. He was where he was at that time with his disciples, but now his spirit can be poured out all over the world, amen, hallelujah. Amen. His spirit can be poured out all over the world, praise God, amen, and the Bible promises that we will do greater works, amen. And we may get into that in this scripture text. Do everyone have the Gospel of John chapter 14?
Yes.
And it reads as this, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 2 says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, my God, I am the way,
hallelujah,
and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Verse 8, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Verse 9, Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whosoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe an account of the works themselves. 12 says, truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And the word of God is blessed.
Thank you, Tanisha.
And the scripture that I want us to meditate on is John chapter 4, verse 9. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me?
Jesus.
Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Beloved, I want to speak to you from this verse, or the Lord wants to speak to you from this verse. Because in John chapter 1, the Gospel of John, when the word Logos, whom is Jesus, came to his own, the Creator came to his own knew him not. The world that he created did not know him. My God.
That's right.
Did not know him. And I want to speak to you from the point of us being the church. Not the world, but the church that is born again, born of the Spirit of Christ. Amen. And we should know Christ. And through knowing Christ, we should know the Father. But I pose this question to you tonight, and I ask you, do you really know him? Do you really know him? Amen?
Amen.
Because we go to the house of God, but do we know him? And so the Bible says, come unto me, those of you that are heavy laden. If we know him, we ought not to be heavy laden. Amen? He says, and I will give you rest. So we realize that when we come to know him, that there are things that may happen in our life, but the very revelation of Christ alone gives us rest. The revelation of who he is and what God has given to us as a perfect gift, and the gift that keeps on giving gives us rest. Faith in him ought to give us rest. He says, come to me, those of you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he says, take up my yoke, for my yoke is easy, And then he said, and learn of me.
Of me.
He said, yeah. Learn of me. Amen? And so
Amen.
These words that Jesus spoke to John that says, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Amen. We walk with Jesus. We talk with Jesus.
Amen.
We read
Amen.
The word. We born of the Spirit. So the Spirit of God is in us, but do we know him? Amen. And so these words are not spoken as a rebuke. This is why perception is everything. If I was to say this to you, you may feel like she calling me out. Hallelujah. Or maybe she's mm-hmm. rebuking me. Amen. And we may actually take it the wrong way. But when Jesus spoke these words to Philip, it wasn't spoken to him as a rebuke, nor even with surprise. Jesus is leading Philip on. Amen. And so, beloved, we are on a journey in Christ. Hallelujah. And the more we live life in Christ, the more faith we have through the word of God, the more cleansing, the more clean we are, because there is a water of the washing through the word. And we do know that Christ himself is the Logos. Amen.
Amen.
The last Amen. One with whom we get intimate with is Jesus. And I believe that this is a time that God is calling us to a greater place of intimacy, to a relationship of proximity. Amen, which is a relationship of closeness. Amen. God really wants you to come to know him. And I believe that every day that we ought to know him a little better. Amen. Even through mm-hmm. life experiences and circumstances, as we yes. begin to learn, amen, how he brought us through and brought us out of situations and circumstances. Amen. God Amen. Has a way of blowing our mind. Amen. He has a way,
Amen.
Like we learned in the word of God when we studied Revelation 3, that Christ is the one that opened doors and closed doors. Amen. Open doors that no one can close and shut doors that no one can open. We have experienced this, that Christ has opened doors for us that no one can close. Amen. Not that people don't try, not that the enemy don't come up to try to encroach on our territory or to take back the ground that we have gained. Amen. But when our faith is in Christ, we can rest assured and know that what the Bible says is true, that the word of God is true. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can really trust in that word. That there's, listen, we don't have to lie, cheat, backbite, steal. We don't have to do any of that. Amen? Because we know that God is providing for us. And so before Pentecost, the disciples knew Jesus as the one who gave them power to conquer demons and to bring about a revival. Amen? Jesus Amen. Was their paracletos, and he gave them authority. He gave them power. Amen?
Amen.
Luke chapter 10, verses 18 through 20 says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority, and that authority is power, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Amen. He says nothing shall hurt you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the same power and authority that he gave to the disciples is what he gave to us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have that power through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this is why I believe that God has been pressing upon us, the church, to be able to go beyond human limitations and boundaries. Because within ourselves, we don't have that power. Amen. There is... Hallelujah, Jesus. There's things that God wants us to accomplish that we cannot accomplish with self. Amen. But we have to go beyond the human limitations and the human boundaries, and we have to tap into heaven resources, amen, heaven's economy, and the Spirit of God, which is our power. Amen. Praise God. And so it says here, amen, we're still in Luke 10, 18, amen, through 20, and it says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Amen. Because our faith is in Christ and our names is written in the Lamb Book of Life. This is why we have this power. Amen. We know that this power and these resources in the economy of heaven has been given unto us, amen. Why? Because our faith is in God's plan for salvation, amen. And where Philip was saying that he does not know the way, Jesus told him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, amen, hallelujah. And we can rest assured in that. And so, beloved, it comes a time when we really have to believe what we say that we believe, amen. I believe that in today's time, my God, hallelujah, faith in Christ brings about a supernatural divine provision. And in today's time, we need that provision. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We need it in a time when it looks like our economy are failing. It's failing. We need it in a time when businesses are downsizing. I think Macy's is closing how many stores and how many people did they employ that is going to be without employment? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, it's time to get creative.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to get creative. Amen. When it comes down to us providing for our families and not depending on the things of the world, I believe that God is speaking, and I believe that he is giving wisdom, amen, to his people, that we can tap into different genres and that we are being led by God, and the things that we tap into, that he's going to prosper the works of our hands, and he's going to prosper us as long as we move according to how he is leading. Amen. But
amen.
In order to move, you first must hear from God. You first
amen.
Must hear from God. Today, I was angry when hearing that the Capitol was stormed. Now, I didn't vote for Trump. Praise God. Amen. But
amen.
I do believe in respecting authority. You know, because the Bible tells us that there is no other authority but the authority of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so we know, because God is the only authority, if Trump has been president for the last 4 years, it has been because God allowed it. And if
amen.
Biden should be president now, amen, there is nothing that's going to take place that God does not allow. Amen?
Amen.
So we should not be so caught up, amen, or dismayed, or so concerned, amen, when we have access to the throne of grace.
Yeah.
We have the authority to make our petition known directly to God. Amen, hallelujah, because we are the church and we are hidden in Christ. We have access to the throne of grace. We have his attention. We have his attention. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if we believe that there is no other authority but the authority of God, that we ought to walk circumspectly, knowing, amen, I should say that we ought to walk in a manner that depicts or that witnesses to, we know that God is the only authority. Amen.
Amen.
We ought not to be acting like the world, like we don't have no hope. We have hope in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know that this heaven and earth is going to pass away. We know that. Amen. The world is getting desperate. They're getting desperate because they don't have the guidance that we have. They don't have the paracleto. They don't have that direct access. And they're going to be looking for those of us that is the church. Amen. To be able to lead the way. And you lead the way with your conversation. You lead the way with your behavior. You lead the way with your obedience unto God. You lead the way and you are a witness of God. Amen. When God begin to work miracles and wonders in your life. Amen. And we've said this many times. Amen. Remember the man that was blind from birth. Amen. And Jesus healed him.
And the disciples wanted to know, amen, who sinned? Amen? Who sinned in his life that he was blind? Was it his parents or was it him? And Jesus said neither. Amen? It was not the sin of his parents or his sin while he was in that predicament. He said, but it was for that God be glorified. Amen? And so you got to believe that there's going to be some things that you go through in life, not because you sinned. Amen. Or it's going to be sometimes like Job, not because you did anything wrong, but because God considered you and because he wants to glorify himself. Praise God. Amen.
That's a good teacher right there.
Praise God. I realize that there's things that happen in my life, and it's not just for me or about me. These things are happening that I can be a witness, because God knows that I'm going to tell of his glory. Amen. Yeah. Can God depend on you to tell of his glory? When the Holy Spirit unctions you and moves you, amen, are you sensitive to the Spirit? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To the point where you can step out and obey him. Amen. Even when you're going through, can you proclaim you're coming out? Amen. Do you really believe in him and know him in that manner? Hallelujah.
Yes,
that you know that his thoughts towards you are thoughts that are good and thoughts of peace and not of evil. Amen.
Thank
and if you,
Jesus.
Know that his thoughts towards you or his plans towards you is good thoughts. Amen. Thoughts that you will prosper and not thoughts that are evil. Any evil thing that come upon you, you know that this too shall pass. You know that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Beloved, I tell you, I love that we are in a new year. Amen. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
This is a new year. Amen. We have, listen, the page in the book of our life has turned. And guess what? It is blank. You haven't lived nothing yet in this new year. The pen is in your hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can write your soul.
Thank
amen.
You,
listen, what comes out of your mouth in 2021 is going to be important. Why? Because out of your mouth, do you speak life? Do you speak death? Do you speak blessings? Do you speak curses? And the Bible says that you shall eat the fruit of what it is that you speak. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
so
you
may not have what you need. Amen. But you better not say you broke. You better not say that you're in lack. What you need to do, amen, is to remember God's provision for you, that your need is being met according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So how can you be broke when the earth and the fullness and everything that dwelleth within it belongs unto your God? How can you
thank
be broke when his plans towards you are plans that are good and not plans of evil? How can you,
thank you
hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Be moved in your mind when you serve the mind regulator. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You,
how could your body be sick for a long, long
thank
time? Probably just long enough for the doctors to say that there's nothing that we can do for you. That God may step in and heal your body. Hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
It's time to come to know him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have we been with him so long? And yet thou hast not known me. Hallelujah. Beloved, in 2021, we cannot let this be us. We cannot let this be
thank
us.
You.
One that has walked with Christ for 30 years. Hallelujah. But still, we don't know the power of his might or his mind towards us. My God, my God,
yes,
hallelujah. You are not subject to your circumstance, but your circumstance and your situation is subject to your God. Pull it up under the subjection of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
amen. Walk out
thank
your authority.
You,
walk out
thank
your
you,
faith,
Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
if you are tied up, know that, hallelujah, whenever anything is coming to devour your finances, amen.
That's good.
Or conviction. Your material, you know that
right.
God himself has rebuked the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and listen, you don't have to put your rebuke on the devourer, but you can say, devourer, the Lord rebuke you. Let
you
go my
that's
finances.
Right.
Let go my house. Let go my land.
Yes.
Let go my health. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I will listen, and you get to speak that with confidence. Praise God. Amen.
Thank
if you,
you
know
Lord.
God, you can speak on behalf of the Father when you say,
you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Remember, you are in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are all in Christ, taking up residence
yes,
in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And so, beloved, God wants to take us. Amen. To a place of intimacy, amen, in our
yes,
relationship,
Lord.
A place
oh,
of closeness,
good.
A
that's
relationship
good.
Of proximity, amen. There was a time when we were just servants of the Lord, amen, hallelujah. But I heard the Bible say that the servant know
Ooh.
Not the master's business. Praise God, hallelujah. But God in 2021 wants to call you friend, hallelujah.
Friend.
Because
yes.
a friend, he will put it on his plan, amen. A
Thank
friend
you,
will
Lord.
Know his business. A friend, he gives, he tells us that a friend, he will give you fruit and that your fruit will last. And beloved, we know, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, we know, hallelujah, that fruit bearing is always mentioned as the manifestation of an intimate union. Amen. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. The vine dresser. So Jesus is saying that he is the true vine, amen, and his Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, amen. And so,
Thank
beloved,
you,
sometimes
amen.
We don't want to get cut, hallelujah, but when he prunes you, you bring forth
Ooh.
More fruit, hallelujah. I tell
yes.
you, God had me at one time tending to a rose bush in front of my house in New York, amen. And there was times when I would get frustrated. It had a little petal on it, and I just wanted to cut that bud off. But God said, easy. There's still some blossoming on that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And
amen.
So that pruning, and every time I pruned it, amen, I got rid of that which was dead, that was not bearing nothing, and it would make the bush look so much better when that stuff that was budding and blossoming was coming forth, amen? And so the pruning
amen.
Is good, amen? And so it
amen.
Says here, amen, that it may bear, it says, does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit, amen? Already
amen.
You are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. And so, you know, there's a water of the washing of the word, and we have to believe, amen? He says,
amen.
Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither
right.
can you unless you abide in me. Amen. This is why in my life I have been inspecting fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. If you sit
amen.
In a position in my life, amen.
Yes,
I don't care who you are. You have to be able to bear that fruit of that boat. Amen. The character.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the creativity, the finance,
amen.
Whatever it is, praise
amen.
God. And so, beloved, we can look at ourselves and make sure that the positions that we are holding, that we are bearing fruit within those areas. Amen. If
yes,
you are
Lord.
A prophet, then you should be prophesying. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I remember
Thank
when,
you,
hallelujah, I was at the Bible Church of Christ, and, and Bishop Roy Bryan had called me, and he asked me what were my gifts. Amen. And I was very greedy in the spirit. Hallelujah. And so I began to name the gifts that I believed that I had, and I began to name the nine gifts of the Spirit, amen. But when I got to
amen.
Prophecy, he said, many a prophet has messed up many churches, and he hung up the phone on me, bang.
Ooh,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
And you know what? Most people, amen, would get offended and not go back, amen. But I couldn't do nothing but go back because that's where God placed me for that season, amen. And now that
amen.
Church was not like Salvation and Deliverance, because at Salvation and Deliverance, you know, we danced, we shouted, we ran around the church, amen. And in there, Bishop taught that, well, a bodily exercise profits you nothing. Hallelujah. And I said, I thought that the bishop was trying to stop me from praising God. But what it was is that he knew something that I didn't know. He knew where God was taking me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so I've learned that
amen.
Even if in my preaching from the pulpit, I'm not Even if I shout, my eyes are open. Why? Because I'm watching for manifestation. Praise God. In my preaching, I'm watching, amen, for the souls and for manifestation. And you're watching for what's walking in the door. Amen. So as a shepherd, you do a lot of watching and praying. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so there I came to understand the words that he spoke to me. But at the time that he spoke those words, amen, I knew that it had to mean something, but I just did not have an understanding. Amen. So after he hung up the phone on me, I showed up in the next service, and then they had this demonstration that he does every year for their school. Amen. And this is a testimony. Amen. Amen. And so we're here in this demonstration, and he came over to me, and I guess he remembered that I said that I prophesy. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he put the mic to my mouth, and he said, prophesy. Hallelujah, Jesus. But when he spoke those words, Jesus, it stirred up the spirit in me, and I went up in my prayer language. Amen. And so I guess I was building myself up in the spirit. Amen. Speaking in tongues, and he walked away and started talking about something else. Amen. But I must have hit a pitch in the spirit that he understood. And he came back and put the mic to my mouth. I prophesied. The spirit of prophecy jumped from me to the minister next to me to the young lady next to her. Amen. Hallelujah. Then there was a young lady that was a part of his congregation. And this young lady said, what if you know your gift, but you're afraid to use it? And he said, well, if you're afraid, you ain't fit for the gift. Amen. Because fear will keep you from obeying God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved,
amen.
We have to trust the word. We have to trust the spirit. And Jesus is the word. We got to trust Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm saying this to you to encourage you. Whatever giftings that you can identify that is working in you, educate yourself. Amen. Prophets must eat much bread. Amen. Hallelujah. And the bread that I'm speaking about, It's not material bread. I'm speaking of the bread. There you go. The bread of life.
Bread of
Hallelujah.
Life.
Yes. The prophet must eat much bread. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. The prophets must know the word. Amen. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. And so, beloved, I just want to give you this really quick. We have to be mindful. And so we don't want to just be servants of God. We want to be friends of God. Abraham was a friend of God. Why? When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he put Abraham in on the business. Hallelujah. Amen. I would even say, amen, that Jacob was a friend of God. The reason why I say Jacob or Israel was a friend of God, because God helped him at times when Laban, and some people don't even know that Laban, he was a sorcerer. Amen. Laban, hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laban moved in trickery. He moved in deception.
Mm-hmm.
He moved in manipulation to bring about his own result. Amen. He wanted to control Jacob. Amen. He wanted to keep Jacob there with him. Hallelujah. But God gave Jacob insight and revelation, amen, on how to bring about spotted and speckled. And so listen, beloved, your God is the God of the marketplace, amen. If you have a business in you, this is the time to go forth, praise God. Give your plans unto God that he may establish it. And that's scriptures, amen. There's not a plan that I have that I don't give to God that he may establish it. Why? Because the enemy will come and try to eat up all your money and do all kinds of things,
teacher.
Amen.
That's
Listen,
good.
Nothing is established unless God established it himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I don't want to be out there with my plans and I had not reason in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to be in the Holy Ghost with reason in my plans that God may establish it. Amen. I want to honor God in that way. I want to acknowledge him in all of my ways. Amen. And beloved, this is how we have to move in 2021. Why? Because we're not taking no shorts in 2021. We're not coming up short. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Which
Jesus.
Is the word of God. The word of God teaches us how to prosper. Amen?
Amen.
God wants
Amen.
Us to prosper. But he says your health even as your soul. Amen. So prosper your soul first, praise God. And everything else will prosper. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Thank
and
you.
Everything shall be what? Added. added unto
added
you. Amen. Beloved, I tell you, if you seek the presence of God first, amen, the blessings will be coming up on you so fast, you wouldn't even be able to turn around and pull out a stop sign and back it up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They will overtake you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus,
thank
my God.
You, Jesus.
Listen, we want to be postured to win in this season.
Yes,
amen. So
amen.
Many people are looking at COVID. They're looking at the presidential election. I'm not even bothered
yes,
by
Lord.
None of that. I don't praise about that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Where
amen.
Am I? God, give me strategy in the marketplace. Show me where
thank
to
you,
invest.
Lord.
How to invest. Amen.
Amen.
Lead me to the right
yes,
investment,
Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. Amen. Teach me how
amen.
To multiply what you have put in my hand. Amen.
Yes,
teach me how to multiply your sheep. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God, give you a word. You're supposed to bring souls into the kingdom. Praise
thank
God.
You,
amen.
Amen.
It ain't supposed to be only you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. You're
hallelujah.
Supposed to tell somebody about the goodness
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You're supposed to be a witness
amen.
Of God. Amen. And let him add to the church by your
amen.
Witness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, beloved. Amen. And so there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. Amen. In that relationship. In the relationship where he walked the earth. He says, it's expedient that I go and be ascended. Amen? It's expedient. Because me
yes.
walking the earth, I'm confined to this body. Once I'm glorified, I'm going to be poured out all over the place. Hallelujah! Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
But they
praise
did not
God.
Quite understand this. Amen? It is a joy to Jesus when a disciple takes time to step more intimately with him. Amen? Beloved,
amen.
Every step that you take in Christ should be a step closer in relationship. Amen.
Amen.
You should
amen.
Not be going backwards. Amen. Don't go backwards. Anything
amen.
That is trying to take up your worship time, your prayer time, amen. Listen, you have to be able to identify that. Amen. I got a call at 7:52. When I looked and saw it was 8, I said, I got to go. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Why?
Amen.
Because
amen.
The people of God is waiting on me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to share this with you, beloved. The anointing that is on your life, amen, amen. If you don't respect it and if you don't value it, ain't nobody else going to respect and value it, amen. You
yes.
set the level of value on the anointing, amen. And so
amen.
I was at the bank and I was sharing. God allowed me to get transparent with the banker. And I began to get transparent, and God had allowed me to share revelation with her. Amen. But after I shared the revelation, she said, oh, that was good. Amen. So it quickened her, and she said, send me that in an email. I said, send it to you in an email. You just missed the God moment. Whenever you see me coming, you ought to pull out your pen and your pad
wow.
because you believe God is going to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. So now I got to speak the spoken word, and I got to email you the spoken word. Not me. Not me. You just missed it. You better value the anointing.
Ooh.
You better value
Jesus.
The word. You better pull out your pen and your
that's
pad.
Right, that's
take
right, that's
notes.
Right.
Don't miss the move of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Don't
amen.
Miss
that's
the strategy.
Teacher.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And you want people, listen, if you can sit on the phone and talk to people for hours, they ain't going to respect your time because you don't respect your time. You just giving
amen.
It away for free. You just giving it away for free. Hallelujah. Just talking, just running your mouth. Amen. So let us
amen.
Move on. It says, it is a joy to Jesus when a disciple take time to step more intimately with him. Amen? When once
amen.
We get intimate with Jesus, we are never lonely. Anybody lonely?
Amen.
Listen,
no,
we
no,
could be
no.
alone, but we ain't got to be lonely. Amen?
That's
once
right.
we get intimate
amen.
With Jesus, that's a relationship.
Amen.
You know, Jesus is real. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's real.
Yes, he is.
Amen. When I'm going through, amen, I could sit still and meditate on him, and the Holy Spirit will bring up a scripture, and before you know it, I'm brand new. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not just made new day by day by day. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, you know, a new day can start in the midst of a revelation. Amen. A new morning can birth in the midst of a revelation. Praise God.
Amen.
So, beloved, it says, the saint who is intimate with Jesus will never leave impressions of himself. Right? So we're not going to be lonely. We're never going to be sympathetic or pathetic.
Amen.
I should say we're not going to be lonely. We'll never need sympathy or be pathetic. Why?
Amen.
Because we have a comforter. We have a comforter.
Amen.
Is Jesus your comforter?
Amen.
Is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, not your comforter? Now, you know, sometimes
Amen.
God give a gift. You know how it is. Have you ever been given a gift that you just didn't use? It's still in the box?
Mm-hmm.
Just the gift is just in the box. Even gifts that you didn't think you liked and you just gave it away, wrapped it up and gave it to somebody else. This gift
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost, you need to take him out of the box. This gift of the
Amen.
Holy Ghost, you need to tap into him. Amen. He is your comforter. He is your paracletos. Amen. He's your
Amen.
Teacher. Praise God. He will remind you of all the things that Jesus said. Amen.
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 But in order to be reminded of what Jesus said, you got to know what Jesus said. Listen,
Amen.
Beloved, it's time to get intimate with the Word.
That's good. Right
That's
there.
Right.
It's time to get intimate with the Word. In order to be reminded of what Jesus said, you first must know what Jesus said.
Mm.
Hallelujah, my God.
Damn.
You must know what he said. And so if you're not opening up the written Word, open up the Bible, read it. Every day,
Amen.
Your daily bread. Amen. Today I was studying. And I knew I had an ailment. And I said, Lord, I just paused. I said, I'm eating this word as medicine. As medicine. Amen. I need a healing in my body, God. And may this word that I eat today, may it be medicine. Any lack of finance
Amen.
Or anything else, God, let this be my provision. I began to think on what I needed. And when I read the word today in the study, I read it for the purpose of that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, if the doctor tell you to take a pill 3 times a day, you need to eat the word 3 times a day. Hallelujah,
That's good.
Jesus.
That's good.
Eat it 3 times
good.
A day. Hallelujah. Amen. That's your
Amen.
Prescription. Hallelujah.
Right.
If you can work a job 8 hours a day and then give them 16
Ooh.
Hours in overtime, you read the word. The word of God says that he will meet your need according
Ooh.
To what? Amen.
Riches
Hallelujah.
Riches and glory.
So we spend so much time in the resource and not in the source. Beloved, we got to get into the source that we can begin to have sweatless victories. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
sweatless
Jesus.
Victories. Praise God. Amen.
You're
Amen.
Preaching
Praise
like Jesus.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only impression left by such a life that has a relationship of intimacy with God, amen, a relationship of proximity, amen, is strong, calm sanity. Our Lord
amen.
Gives this to those, excuse me, who are intimate with him. Who are
amen.
Intimate with him. Amen? Who are intimate
amen.
With him. Father, I ask now that you, everyone that is on the line today, that you call their name. Call their name that they may run after you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Quicken them by your spirit, my God, hallelujah, that they may come alive unto you. That the life that they live will be unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus by the blood. That in 2021, we don't want to live like no other kind of way. Oh, glory God, call their name. Well, when the Lord calls your name, you can't do nothing but respond. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the Lord calls your name,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Call them closer unto you, O God. Call them into that place where the cherub covers the mercy seat. Call them into the holies of holies. Oh, God, in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, glory. glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. That relationship of proximity, you have to come out of the outer court into the inner court. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. You cannot be satisfied with that. Amen. You have to come, amen, into that place, into the holy place. But and then there is a most holy place, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. And that's what you should be familiar with. Hallelujah. Amen. When you're able to operate, amen, in the 10th dimension, in the God realm. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, wherever you may find yourself today in your relationship, amen, push and press into the presence of God through his word and prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Until you get into that place of intimacy. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, prayer and the word does it every time. Prayer in the word. Prayer in the word. Prayer is the language that we communicate to God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prayer and the word. Praise God. Father, I thank you that this word today has shifted and changed the desires and appetites of the hearers. My God, in the name of Jesus, that there is a desire in them that they are hunger and thirsting after your word. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And beloved, remember that, hallelujah, worship is the breakfast of champions. Amen.
Yes.
When you read, you worship. When you pray, you worship. Worship is the breakfast of champions. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to be a champion, we eat worship for breakfast. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we desire when we first wake up. Amen. Before you can open up your eyes good, the Holy Spirit is operating and working and speaking to you and leading you and guiding you and strengthening you. Hallelujah. Have you ever experienced that? Your eyes ain't open, but you could feel him and you could hear him and you know that he's present. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Press until you get it like that. Press. There is a more intimate place for you. A more intimate place. Hallelujah. There's a more intimate place for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want it. And I want it.
Amen.
And I want it, beloved. Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Then give him praise. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and tell him thank you.
Hallelujah, Father. We bless your holy name, my God.
It's a positive but intimacy has been made.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Shabbat. Hallelujah. Glory to
you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name.
This word is uttering in change.
Thank you, Jesus.
This word is uttering a new desire. Receive it in the name of
Hallelujah,
Jesus. I just want more of you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
that the word that you speak out of your mouth will save, heal, and deliver. The power to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. Greater works. Hallelujah. Cast out demons. Greater works. Even speaking to your own circumstance and make demons flee. Greater works. Walking in your authority. Your God-given. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your God-given authority. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take this invitation tonight, this invitation to come to know him more intimately. Tell him yes tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to know you more intimately. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. If there be one on the line tonight that does not know, many people know Jesus, but not as personal, not as their personal Lord and Savior. Many people have heard of him, but what we're asking them is, do you know him? Hallelujah. We want to give you that invitation. If you find yourself in backslidden state in the way you used to know him, you don't know him right now. We want to give you that invitation that you may come to know him again the way you once knew him. Hallelujah. And even in a more deeper way. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we just want to extend the invitation that you may come to Jesus. You're not coming to a man or a woman, but you are coming to the Christ.
Yes.
That's what this invitation is for, that you may come to Jesus. Hallelujah. If there be one that is heavy laden, come unto him and he will give you rest. We have to begin to stand on the word that there is no other way, that he is the way. The person and the work of Jesus Christ is the way to right standing with God. Amen. Allah is not the way. Confucius is not the way. Hail Selassie is not the way. They said that they could show you the way, but Jesus is the way. We want to give you the way.
That's right.
That if you believe on him, that's all you got to do is believe and confess with your mouth. Amen. That Jesus is Lord and that he resurrected. You shall be saved. Why not try Jesus? You done tried everything else. You done tried everything else to escape your problems. The bottle, the crack pipe, the marijuana, the heroin. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you even tried to take your own life. You done tried everything else. Why not try Jesus? Why not let him save you? Why not let him deliver you? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is God's plan that he has set in place for you. Amen. The love of God.
Amen.
The Christ is the love of God. The person and the work of Christ is the love of God. Extended unto you that we all can be in right standing with God again. Amen. According to Romans 10:9, that if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ, that he is Lord and that he is resurrected, that you shall be saved. So I just want to walk you through this sinner's prayer. Lord Jesus, here I am. Don't miss this opportunity, a sinner, in my sin.
Yeah.
Come into my heart. I believe you died.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sin. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
I believe that you resurrected, and I will serve you for the balance of my day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
If you have believed in your heart was pricked, and you confessed with your mouth, you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God. Father, we commit unto you every proselyte, every new believer,
that have believed in their heart and confessed with their mouth, that you may finish the good work that you started in them, O God. Satan, it is the Lord that rebuke you. It is the hand of God that binds you. And it is the blood of Jesus that is working against you. And I command you to take your hands off of the mind, body, soul of the people of God, because you are trespassing and you have no legal right. You have no legal right. Walk in dry places in Jesus' name. By the anointing and the unctioning of my voice, I command you to loose your hold and walk in dry places. They will no longer be blinded, and the gospel will no longer be hidden from them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, if you have believed and confessed today on the Christ, amen, every sheep need a shepherd. We are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We invite you to fellowship with us. Amen. This is our Wednesday night Bible study. We have Sunday schools on Sundays at 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. Spirit and Truth Worship Service on this conference line, 605-313-5111, access code 151647 pound key. Amen. We have prayer Monday night at 8 p.m. and Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Amen. If you are in a region where CSDC does not have a work, amen, join a work where Jesus Christ and him crucified, his death, his burial, and his resurrection is being preached, and in a place where you could be cultivated to know how to live your new life in Christ. Amen. Every sheep need a shepherd. And if God didn't call you shepherd, then you sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. And you need a shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
So many people are saying that they at home learning on their own. Get a shepherd. Get up under somebody that could pray for you. Amen. That could pray, that could go before God for you. Amen. And no one should be out there alone. Praise God. Amen. Listen, God wants us unified. Amen. And he wants you to be developed and mature. That's what he gave the fivefold ministerial gifts for. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Amen. Listen, everyone can't teach the church, but those five gifts can teach the church for the work of the ministry. Amen. Till they all come to maturity and unity. That's what he gave those gifts for, the administration gifts. And everyone can proclaim the gospel to the world, but everybody cannot teach the church. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to be mindful of who's teaching the church. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And I pray that you all was blessed on tonight through this teach. And we want to hear from you tonight. Praise God. We want to praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to give God all the glory. He deserves all the glory because it's his word. It's his word, praise God.
Amen.
This is a prepared word for prepared people. Amen. Prepared to hear the word of God. Prepared through faith in Christ and through the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we want to hear from you tonight on how you were good for you today through the word of God. Listen. Don't let your word be snuffed out. Hold on to it. Amen. It's a good word, a good seed planted in your heart. Amen. A good seed planted in your spirit. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight we're going to hear from Sister Latasha. You want to share first?
Yes. Praise God. God bless everyone. Tonight's teaching really blessed me tonight. What I received is the word when you said, do you know Jesus Christ? And I would say yes. The more I read the word of the Bible, the more I know the mind of Christ. So what I've learned is the more you read, you begin to understand God's personality. And that's how I identify with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, by reading the Word, by meditating on the Word, and by studying the Word. The more I study, the more I can continue to hear his voice in the Word speak to me,
Amen.
And also the washing of the word is washing and cleansing me and purifying me. So the more I read and study, the more I'm being cleansed, and I start to think like Christ on certain issues that might pertain to my life. And then the other thing is intimacy. Intimacy for me is in prayer, you know, just not always praying, talking, but just praying and then listening. So I guess, you know, as you mature and you learn and you grow, for myself, as I mature and learn and grow in the Word, intimacy will become a little easier. You know, I mean, it's like practice. The more you practice it, the more you will start to hear and gain wisdom from God. So that's what I want to say. God bless
you. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that share. And beloved, yes, listen, the word, the logos is eternal, and the Bible says that it was with God and that it is God. Amen. And that the logos, the word, is the creator, and that the logos is Christ. Amen. And so we just thank God for that share. Because we learned tonight that if we come to know the Christ, if we see Christ, we have seen the Father. If we see the Word, we should be able to see the Father through the Word. Amen. And the world should be able to see Christ through you. Because He's in you. He's in you. Amen. And you are in Him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Rose, are you sharing tonight?
Yes. You spoke about prophesying and gifts of those of that nature.
Right.
And God had been beginning to deal with me concerning prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the coup attempt that they did today, I saw it 2 or 3 months ago. I saw that cool attempt, and I begin to pray about it within the prayer groups that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed that everybody got so uncomfortable. You know, people got uncomfortable, and they just didn't really care for it. But I had to keep going. I had to keep saying and praying.
All right.
And so now I understand something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know that I cannot be afraid. But now I understand that.
Amen.
They got uncomfortable. You know, I was praying with a prayer group all down in Texas, and they come from Georgia. And Georgia, Texas, Detroit, all of them, they come from all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them apparently were Trump supporters.
Mm.
And I began to pray about this coup. I didn't specify, but to pray against what, you know, hurt, harm, and danger that, you know, the devil is trying to bring. And one time I did say something concerning Mr. Trump. Several times. But I did not specify, like I said before. I only specified it with my pastor.
Amen.
It, like I said, it appeared that people would get uncomfortable about it. And I thanked and praised God for a new, not revelation, but I thank and praise Him for better understanding of some things.
Amen.
I'm grateful. And I just wanted to tell you that. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. See, we thank God for that. And what did we say? God puts His friends you know, a friend of God is that step up from a servant is that place of intimacy, and God will let you know what's going to happen before it happens. Amen?
What happened? That's right.
Amen. And the woman of God said that she saw it before it happened, and she then began to pray for safety. Amen. That no one is hurt or injured. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so
can I just also finish it, because Donald Trump wants to be a dictator, and we got to pray against that, because if he becomes a dictator, I guarantee you, our ability to witness and speak will be shortened. I know, we all know that this time is coming anyway, because the Antichrist is almost here.
Mm-hmm.
But if he gets in, if he is able to take over, we got to pray against him with this mess that he's doing. He got 2 more weeks, and I guarantee you, he's trying to take over this country. He wants to dictate. Look at who his friends are. Huh?
Mm.
Amen.
My Bible says to me, two cannot walk together except they be agreed.
That's right. Got to be going the same way.
That's right. And I told some of the people that something, that he wanted to be a dictator, and they doubted me. But I said to them, so if you don't believe me, ask God. And ask God what he says, and see what he says about it, and check his word, because that's your roadmap. That's your roadmap. How can two come together except they be agreed? And those are all his friends, are dictators.
Amen.
That's right. Those are all his friends. God has me watching some things closely, and, you know, I was like, oh, God, it's almost like an obsession with me. I'm watching this man, I'm watching, but he had told me those things. So I'm grateful. And it's just that God deals with everyone differently. You know, everyone he deals with differently. He shows things to people differently, every single one. But I'm grateful.
Amen.
And I'm sorry, I'm finished now.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you, we thank God for the share through the woman of God and what God has been showing her. And when God begins to reveal things to you, remember with Abraham, when he revealed to Abraham that Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be destroyed, Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. He interceded for Lot. Amen. And he said, if you could find 50 righteous, he brought it all the way down to 1. Amen. You know, when God began to show you things, he wants you to pray with the heart of God. And it is God's heart that not one shall perish. Amen. And so the woman of God's praying was a good response to what was revealed to her. When God gives you information, amen, sometimes is that we can intercede for others. Amen. Hallelujah. Or intercede about that situation. And so, you know, I just thank you for that share tonight. Brother Darryl Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say, first of all, to the group, I've been here the last couple of weeks, and I know some weeks y'all had Happy New Year 2021, everyone. Hope everyone had a great
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Great holiday.
Thank you.
And great New Year brought in. I'm glad to start off my first Bible study New Year here, and I continue as I've been coming here now. It's amazing how I've grown with this group on Wednesday night. It's a great resource now for 2 years. And I will definitely, it's to the point now, you know, we have life habits, and this is a great habit that I'm going to keep with me, and knowing CDC and Mrs. Asia Hurd and all of the worship leaders that preside. Sister Natasha, It's just like I've all special glad to know you and know that I'm with God for people to have some place to lean on. But I need a place of worship within knowing of this crazy world we live in. Not to say it's all bad all the time, but it just seems like Satan is not going to stop 24/7 till he can get someone to fall to the knees of service. And all I know is you must serve God if you want to prosper and bear fruit. But just shortly, I want to say what I learned tonight is that Jesus is a symbol. I thought that was brought out very well that, you know, you look at every day we deal with money, even the forefathers of this country knew in God we trust. So take that with you and learn tonight Jesus is a symbol. Even with all that goes on, crime, protest, unrest, in God we trust.
Amen.
Also, God is the life changer. I agree with the lady, Ms. Heard tonight, that, you know, you're looking for a game changer. Well, how about having God as a life changer? Serving him, being intimate with him, you'd be surprised at the blessings will come. And like she said, they'll come so much, you would have to just step back and try to take them all in one at a time, because the blessings could come abundantly. And when they come abundantly, that's to be in mass quantity. So you just don't know how I'm going to bless you. God will. Remember, God is the life changer. Also, rebuke all things in God's name. Give him your troubles, and he will fix it. I firmly believe in that. I took that from the ninth lesson. If you, as you said, trouble with bills, finances, relationship, always say, what will God do? Pray in his name. Pray to him righteously and fairness, and leave it there, because he will fix it.
Amen.
Never have fear, because fear will keep you from bearing fruit. You know, I had that a lot growing up. My parents have told me that, you know, you got to bear fruit in life. You can have a great heart in God, but you got to bear some fruit. Not so much house, car. Yes, you have to work, but let's bear fruit in God's things, such as charity, giving back, loving fellow man. Those are bearing fruit things that God will always remember the time to get to a king. That's what I took from tonight. And just a couple more quick points and I'm done. Have God in all of your life plans. You just can't do nothing without him. Prosper in knowing God. You want to prosper, you got to know God first. That's just the way it works. There's no if, as, or but. Apostle Heard tonight gave a great point. You're not going to prosper on knowing God. So, in turn, you have to have, you know, when we think intimacy, we think relationship with God in terms of spiritually building, wants you to know him through coming here on Wednesday night. But just like she's saying, suffer for you. I got to get to my church. People that want to listen and learn tonight. And, you know, you make that a habit along with church on Sunday, whatever resource you need, you'll be surprised how things will go in your favor. You'll be blessed.
Amen.
Never go backwards in life. Always keep God, ask God to keep you not going back. And that's two more points. Seek to have intimacy. Lastly, I like what she said tonight. Worship is the breakfast of champions. Great way to start your day and start your new year. That's what I took from tonight. And praise to all.
Amen. We thank God for that share with Brother Darryl Golden. Amen. Those are great points that he brought out, that the Holy Spirit revealed unto him through the word tonight. Sister Rosie Wright, are you sharing tonight? The number is 904-361.
It's Sister Rosalind Johnson.
It's Sister.
How you doing? Rosalind Johnson.
Praise the Lord, Sister Johnson.
Hi. It's going great. I thank God for the word of God tonight. We didn't have Bible study, so I said, Lord, I still want Bible study. I was like, who can I click into? And you came up, so I said, Lord, I'm going with it. And I thank God I did. I thank God.
Amen.
It's a blessing to be able to just hear somebody just preach the raw word of God.
Amen.
I just thank God, you know, it blessed me when you were talking about the vine. I'm the vine, mm-hmm. you are the branches. If you abide in me, you will bear mm-hmm. much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. And mm-hmm. I just thank God, because that's what I always tell people. Jesus have everything that we need.
Amen.
Everything that we desire, it's all in him.
Yes.
And if we continue in our word, and I love that you said you have to continue in the word of God, and you have to continue in prayer daily.
Amen.
And just allow God to be intimate with you. He wants intimacy. And I always tell people, God wants to be intimate with us.
Amen.
And we have to walk in him daily. It's a
Amen.
Daily thing. And like you said, that worship, it all makes a difference that you're getting closer to God. And that's the main thing, is just get close to God. God loves us, and that's why he came. That's why he made the sacrifice, because he wanted Amen. To have intimacy with us. So I just thank God for you, woman of God. I just thank God. I thank God that I did dial in, and I just give God praise for you.
Amen.
Well, praise God. We thank God for the word. Amen. And we, you know, we give you the invitation to continue to join us as the Holy Spirit leads you, amen, and share it with others that they too can be blessed through the word. Because this is what it's about, building the body of Christ, amen, strengthening one another through the word, amen, praise God. And it sounds like God was just confirming in you, you know, things that you knew, praise God, and we thank God for that as well. Praise
Amen.
God. I want to honor Bishop Hurd, who's on the line tonight. God bless you, man of God.
Amen.
We honor you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord to hear him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Are you
I thought that was him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory!
Amen. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Hallelujah.
I tell your voice. Amen. Amen.
First, give an honor to Apostle, and thank you for your dedication and your sacrifice. As I listen, you can hear not only the study and the time that God has allowed you to be able to drop something in your spirit so freely that you freely gave it to us. So I appreciate that as I hear it, and I thank God for the word and for the conviction. Well, that's one of those check yourself before you wreck yourself type of words, you know.
Amen.
I call it's a life-changing word. So I thank you for, because sometimes I don't think people realize that God can drop a word, but sometimes it's not so easy to actually deliver it because how tight it can be. It's
Amen.
Tight, but it's Holy Ghost right, so I thank you for it.
Amen.
First, let me just say, I pretty much dropped the mic from the first passage when you said, let not your heart be troubled. So everything that we have dealt with, even our hearts have been so compassionate towards others that have been suffering in this year of 2020, it still lets me know that I, because of my choice with running with Jesus, that I could just stop at the first verse. I don't even have to go through the rest of chapter 14 in John when it says, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Amen.
Because James let us know you're not the only one that had to deal with situations, you know, that in spite of what you was transpiring, what I heard you say on tonight, that let not your heart be troubled. And how the beauty of verse 9, when you said, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou knowest me not, Philip. And I just put my own name there. All of the time you shared, and all of the time that I have shown you the power and the grace, you still don't know me the way you're
mm-hmm.
supposed to know me.
Mm-hmm.
You said the essence, the source, the foundation, the core is prayer and submerging yourself in the word.
Amen.
Amen.
So I thank you for the simplicity. I thank you for the conviction. I thank you for, as Paul would say, these are the things that we should know. And as we know them, in spite of what's going on in the world, what's going on in the government, socialism, economic, the pandemic, the pandemonium, that it goes all the way back to the beginning in Genesis, just how you said it in here, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We thank God for the share from our bishop. Amen. And, beloved, Amen. What I want to say to you is that if you abide in Christ, your heart won't be troubled. If you abide in Christ and allow the vine dresser to prune you, you know what I'm saying? Your heart will not be troubled. Praise God.
Amen.
And so we're going to close out on that note. Sister Rosalind, do you want to close us out in prayer?
Sure. Father, we praise you, God. We honor you. We magnify your name, God. We just lift you and exalt you for who you are, God. You're such an awesome and great God. God, we want to thank you for the woman of God pouring her heart out, oh God, to us, oh God, speaking the truth to us, oh God, that we can grow thereby, God. God, we just pray that you would bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless her in the city, bless her in the field, oh God. Everything she put her hand to, we call it blessed, God. And even her husband, God, bless him, strengthen him, and keep him, oh God. Continue, oh God, to just allow them to grow, oh God, in you, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for your word tonight, God. We thank you for all those, oh God, who shared with us tonight, oh God, that edified us, oh God. We just ask that you would continue to have your way in us, oh God, as we continue to know you, oh God, as we get in our word, as we pray, and as we worship, God. God, we just give you praise, even for the ones who gave their hearts to you tonight. We thank God for them, God. God, we pray that you would just allow them to get with the right people, oh God, direct their path, order their steps. So, God, let them stay under this word, God, that they can grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, beloved. You are officially dismissed. We thank God for that closeout prayer. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.